Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we are learning parak Gimel Mishnah Ches and parak Gimel Mishnah Tes. We learned previously the discussion regarding the chambers in the walls of Yerushalayim. Where can you eat Maaser Sheni? Therefore, it's part of Yerushalayim itself. And where can you not eat Maaser Sheni? But you can redeem Maaser Sheni, and that would be the areas outside of Yerushalayim. In parak Gimel Mishnah Ches, we're going to continue in a similar type of discussion as we discuss the chambers not in the walls of Yerushalayim, but in the walls of the Azara, the courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is going to be chambers that are built into the wall of the Azara. At what point are they part of the Azara, part of the Beis HaMikdash itself? And at what point are they part of the Temple Mount, the area outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which is holy, but certainly less holy than the Azara, certainly less holy than the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Halashakos benuyos ha-bakodesh upsuchos lacho. You have the chambers that are built into the Kodesh, into the Azara, into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, but they're opened up to the rest of the Temple Mount, to the unholy area, certainly at least in comparison to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, Tochan Chol, the inner part of this chamber is considered to be not as holy, because again, it's facing the Temple Mount, it's facing the regular area, not the Beis HaMikdash, and the inner parts based on the entrance. If the entrance is not in the Azara, the entrance is in the regular Temple Mount, then certainly the inner part where you enter is not considered holy. Vigago Sein Kodesh, but it's a roof. The top is considered holy because the roof is based on where it is, and the roof itself is in the Temple Mount, and therefore the roof itself is in the Beis HaMikdash, is on the Azara, and therefore it has the holy status of being part of the Beis HaMikdash. However, Benuyos Bach, the opposite is true, where the chamber is built on the Temple Mount, but it's facing the Azara, it's facing the Beis HaMikdash. Then the opposite is true. Tochan Kodesh v'gagosei and lachol. Then the inner part of the chamber is considered holy because again, it's facing the Azara, it's facing the Beis HaMikdash, and it's all about the entrance. But its roof is considered to be chol. Its roof is considered not to be as holy because the roof itself is placed on the Temple Mount in the unholy area. Continuing in the Mishnah, Benuyos Bakobdish Uvachol Upsukos Lachodish Velachol. So if you have a situation where the chamber's built both in the Azara part and in the Temple Mount part, and it's open both to the Azara part and it's open to the, its entrance is going out to the irregular part as well. Tochen Vigagosein Mikineged Hakodish Velachodesh, the inner part of the chamber and its roof that is by the holy section, that's by the Azara, then Kodesh, then it's considered to be holy. It's part of the Beis HaMikdash. Mikineged Hachol Velachol, but the part of the roof and the part of the entrance that's by the regular Temple Mount is considered to be Chol. So again, it's all based on where the entrance is. If we're talking about the inner part of the chamber, if we're talking about the roof, then it's all about where the actual location is. Is it on the Temple Mount, which isn't holy, or is it on the Azara, the court of the Beis HaMikdash, which certainly is holy. Continuing now with Parak Gimel Mishnah Tes. We learned previously that when you bring Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, the food to Yerushalayim, at least everyone agrees that you can't remove it at that point from Yerushalayim. But our Mishnah is going to teach us an exception to that rule, where you may be allowed to remove the Maaser Sheni food from Yerushalayim once you bring it there. Says the Mishnah, Maaser Sheni shenichnas Yerushalayim v'nitma. If you have Maaser Sheni that entered Yerushalayim and it became tamei there, it wasn't tamei, now it is tamei in Yerushalayim. Whether it became tameh with an avatum, which is the thing that actually creates and transmits the tumah, like a sharet or a dead body, certainly as well. So whether that's how it becomes tameh, or which is a tameh midaraisa, or it becomes tameh with a vladatumah, which is like which is a tameh midarabanan, which is a rabbinic form of tumah, which is basically an extension of the initial avatumah. Bein bifneim, bein bachutz, whether it became tameh in Yerushalayim or it became tameh outside of Yerushalayim. Beishamai or Beishamai says, Yipadeh v'yeochel hakol bifneim. You must redeem it, certainly, because you can't use it as Maaser Sheni. The money then has to be used as Maaser Sheni. But as the Mish says, Beishamai v'yeochel hakol bifneim, but you still have to eat it inside Yerushalayim. because according to the Bartunur explains, according to Beis Shammai, even though it's Tameh and you can't eat it as Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim, you have to redeem it. If we see someone taking Meister Sheni out of Yerushalayim, someone's going to think, oh, that you're allowed to bring Meister Sheni out of Yerushalayim. They're not going to realize that it's Tameh, and you can't do that, says Beis Shammai. You have to redeem it, use that for Meister Sheni, and then still eat the food in Yerushalayim as a takon, as a decree, midrabbanon. But says Beis Shammai, chutz mishenitzma ba'avatuma b'chut. Unless it became Tameh, number one, with an avatuma, which is again the greater level of tuma, and it became Tameh outside of Yerushalayim. According to Beis Shammai, that in this case it's severely Tameh, it became Tameh again with an Ava Tumah, with the greatest level of Tumah, and it entered Yerushalayim already Tameh. So because of both of those factors, the Beis Shammai says, the people are going to know that it's Tameh, and therefore you could bring it out of Yerushalayim, even though you brought it in Yerushalayim as Maaser Sheni. Continues the Mishnah, Beis Hillel, own Beis Hillel says, HaKol Yipadeh V'Yachal Bachut. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, as he usually is Mikil, is lenient, and he says that it all certainly must be redeemed. It's Maaser Sheni that became Tameh. You have to redeem it onto coins and then use those coins as Maaser Sheni. But you can bring it immediately out of Yerushalayim, even though normally you can't take Maaser Sheni out of Yerushalayim. But here, because it became Tameh, you certainly can. Chutz mishenitzma bevlada tumah bifnim. Unless it became Tameh with a vlada tumah, which is again the lower level of tumah, and it became Tameh inside Yerushalayim, because number one, it's not severely Tameh, it was only a vlada tumah, and it became Tameh inside Yerushalayim. So people are, according to Beis Hillel, in that case, people might think, oh my gosh, that you're taking Maaser Sheni out of Yerushalayim. It's only a vlada tumah, and it became Tameh in Yerushalayim, so maybe no one's going to know that it is Tameh. But again, that's the machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Can you take Maaser Sheni that became Tameh outside of Yerushalayim? Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, discussed the chambers that are built into the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and we ultimately said that if it's built and if the entrance is facing the holy part, the Azara, then it's holy, then the inner part is holy. If the inner part is facing the Temple Mount, the non-holy part, then it's not holy. The entrance is all about where it is facing, towards. The roof, however, of the chamber is all based on where it is. If it's in the Azara, then it's considered holy, the part of the Beis HaMikdash. If it's not part of the Azara, then it's not considered holy, and it's part of the outer section. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes discussed the case of Maaser Sheni that became Tameh, and we said whether it becomes Tameh with an Ava Tumah or a Vlada Tumah, the Daraisa form of Tumah, or the Midrabanan form of Tumah, whether it became Tameh inside Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim. So Beis Shammai said that everyone agrees you certainly have to redeem it. You have to bring the Maaser Sheni and redeem it onto coins and use those coins as the Maaser Sheni. But the question is, can you then bring that Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim? So we said that according to Beis Shammai, you have to redeem it, and then you have to still keep it inside Yerushalayim, because we're concerned that people are not going to realize that it's Tameh and think that you're bringing Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. It's a case of Maris Ayin, unless it's a case where it became Tameh with an Avatumah outside of Yerushalayim that's so severe, then people are going to certainly know that it is Tameh, and they're not going to suspect you of bringing Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. And Beis Hillel says that you have to certainly redeem it, but you can eat it outside of Yerushalayim, unless it would become Tameh with a Vlada Tumah inside of Yerushalayim, in which case no one's going to know that you made it Tameh, and therefore they're going to suspect you of Chas V'Shalom taking Maaser Sheni and bringing it outside of Yerushalayim. Have a great day.